Looking for Rachel Wallace by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. Lock Ober's restaurant is on Winter Place, which is an alley off Winter Street just down from the common. It is old Boston the way the Custom House Tower is old Boston. The decor is plain. The waiters wear tuxedos. There are private dining rooms. Downstairs is a room which used to be the men's bar until it was liberated one lunchtime by a group of humorless women who got into a shouting match with a priest. Now anybody can go in there and do what they want. They take master charge. I didn't need master charge. I wasn't paying. John Tickner was paying. And he didn't need master charge because he was paying with the company's money. I ordered Lobster Savannah. The company was Hamilton Black Publishing, and they had $10 million. Tickner ordered Scrod. And two more drinks, please. Very good. The waiter took our menus and hurried off. He had a hearing aid in each ear. Tickner finished his Negroni. You drink only beer, Mr. Spencer? The waiter returned with a draft Heineken for me and another Negroni for Tickner. No, I'll drink wine sometimes. But no hard liquor? Not often. I don't like it. I like beer. And you always do what you like? Almost always. Sometimes I can't. He sipped some more Negroni. Sipping didn't look easy for him. What might prevent you? He said. I might have to do something I don't like in order to get to do something I like a lot. Tickner smiled a little. Metaphysical, he said. I waited. I knew he was trying to size me up. That was okay. I was used to that. People didn't know anything about hiring someone like me, and they almost always vamped around for a while. I like milk, too, I said. Sometimes I drink that. Tickner.